Tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be
royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
That was Royals by Lorde.
Yep. Yeah, that one's a little on the nose just because it's like, you know, so Bridgerton. Actually, let's talk about it for a sec. Bridgerton is a, it's a series based off books, like a book series about the ton of, what is the, not Wayfair. What's our town
Wayfair
called?
Is just what I mean. Do you know that commercial?
Yes, I know that. I was like, why am I thinking of?
No.
What is their place called? Whatever. But so.
It's in like England.
Yeah.
London, England. Well, no, not London. Wait, London? We actually don't know where this
name. I'm looking it up.
But basically, it's a time period piece in like the.
Mayfair. I was close.
Mayfair. That's right. In like the 1600s, right?
I should have Googled that too. Oh my goodness.
It's really just the vibe. Like,
yeah, the vibe.
You don't have to know the specifics. It's just the vibe.
It's the vibe.
They're British.
They're British.
Rich.
Rich. And they're out on the whole point of the show is they're out on the dating market.
Yes.
They are out on the marriage scene. And the debutantes are going to like find their husbands.
Yes.
And the men are trying to get a dowry. And I.
And a wife.
And a wife. What? From the dowry, whatever. But, and I love it. It's just so good. And there are royals, and there are, like, dukes, and duchesses, and counts, and countess, and viscount, and viscountess. And it's just so awesome.
Yes.
The first season is...
Mm-hmm. Wait, can I add something?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go
for it. The show centers... It's called Bridgerton because the show centers around the Bridgertons, the Bridgerton family.
Oh, yes.
And they're, like, not, like... royalty, but they're like royal adjacent, like the head
they
of
are the
family.
Viscount and viscountess,
yeah, the viscount
Mayfair.
And viscountess, which I don't really know what that means. I think it's like a step down from duke and duchess.
I think so.
Like I feel like I was so educated by the show, but yeah, so it's about basically the Bridgerton siblings getting pushed into the dating world, and each season kind of goes one by one
each sibling
when so they're like ready to take a wife or a husband.
There's Anthony, Benedict, Colin, Daphne, Eloise,
Francesca?
Francesca.
The other one's an
G. George.
George.
And what is her? Hyacinth.
Hyacinth, yep. Yes.
And so the first season is about Daphne falling in love with the Duke, and it's based off the book The Duke and I. Yes.
Have you read it?
No.
I listened to the audiobook.
Okay.
But I actually never finished it because I was like, okay, I know how this ends. Like, I got to the good part, and I was like, okay.
Done. But then the second season is about Anthony, mm-hmm. who falls in love with Kate.
Yes.
And it is based off the book The Viscount Who Loved Me. And then yes. the third season, which just came out this past year, is
Penelope.
Romancing Mr. Bridgerton with Penelope and Colin. Their season.
Yes. Spoilers.
But yeah, spoilers. But, well, I'm going to get in the first episode of the first season. But
you're like, are they going to get together?
Or are they, well, are they not going to?
But then all the promotional posters are like the two of them. So it's
yeah.
like, well, we know.
We got it. But that's the one book I did read because I couldn't wait for it to come out because I love Bridgerton. Like, that's I love a good period piece. Mm-hmm. So, like, there is like a season of my life where I'll just go through mm-hmm. and, like, I'll watch Bridgerton. I'll watch Pride and Prejudice. I'll watch.
I was going to ask, are you a Pride?
Yes. Yes. I love Pride and Prejudice. But, yeah, so the first, they kind of follow a lot of the tropes. Like, if you think of, like a trope.
And I eat it up, and we eat it
me
up
too.
Every time.
First season is, like, fake dating.
Yeah, and, like,
second season is, like, enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
And then the third season is, like, friends to lovers. It's so good. It's so good.
And the next season is supposed to be, like, a Cinderella story, which...
Whose is the next season?
The next season is Benedict's.
I love Benedict.
No, he's
my favorite. Who's your favorite? Bridgerton.
Wait, we can't do
yeah,
this yet.
We can't do it yet. Okay. The next song is a Chloe pick.
Oh my god, no, I'm scared.
No, you got it.
Okay, if you're new to the show, I pronounce things wrong. There is a debate on how to say this artist's name, so if I'm saying it wrong, tell me. I was taught how to say it the pretentious way.
Because but I'm inclined to not believe her because she says things wrong.
So I'm going to blame this on my brother. This song is Small Angel of Death and Codeine by Hozier.
Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene.
Oh my god. By Hozier. Okay, we're going to play this song.
Here's the song.
I wonder the concrete, wonder if they- survive. Jarring of judgment and reasons to feed the sweet heat of her breath in my mouth. I'm alive with love.
That was, I'm not going to say the name again, actually. That was fine.
Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene.
Yes. Yeah. Good job, Megan.
Thank you.
It's just a long title. And
it is.
The thing on Spotify
is it doesn't show the whole title. Yeah. I was telling her I had a hard time looking for the song, so it's okay. But, yeah, I like that song. Wait, tell us why you picked it, because you were telling me.
So, I just kind of picked that song. This one, I think I was thinking less of characters and more of vibes,
because
normally I'm a character-based person, but that one was just kind of, I feel like that song is very yearning, and I feel like that one is also kind of like, oh, she's a femme fatale, like, she's going to be the death of me, because I'm so in love with her.
I like it.
And that can kind of apply to all of the men. Like, I feel like each season, when they fall in love,
they're down bad.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to
me. Like, this, oh, you are the bane of my existence.
Oh, stop.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, I like that one, like the yearning and stuff. I could also see them like dancing to that song.
Yeah.
They do like dance scenes in the show where they like do like a classical like orchestration of a like top 40 song.
Yes.
They've done like Thank You Next. They've done oh, what is it? Oh shoot.
They did
a bunch.
Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
They did do that one, yes. Man, there's so many.
Yeah, I feel like it'll just be like whatever song is like in like the radio while
the radio zeitgeist,
like while like they're like filming.
Yeah,
maybe in season 4 it'll be like Espresso in Chapel Roan.
Oh my gosh, if it's Espresso, I'll be like, I will turn that screen off. That would be crazy. Like, I like Espresso, but. Oh, not on violin. Oh my gosh. But okay, so this next song I picked, kind of like I liked how Chloe said like the yearning. This song is also very like yearning. I feel like they might do this song. Like in their fourth season, they could totally do this song.
Yeah.
But
we would eat it up.
Yep. But this is Chapel Roan's Picture You.
The blinds, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you, every night, both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic.
Getting close now. Do you picture me? picture you. Well, I picture you.
So good. It's just so good. Makes me cry.
That was Picture You by Chapel Roan.
Yep.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Teletoons on the WIXB side.
WIXB side, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. No, don't doubt yourself. It's confidence.
This is our Bridgerton episode.
Yes, it is.
So, oh, we need to talk yes. about... We need to talk about... It's been a long week.
It I think really has.
My brain is dead.
For my BFA students out there, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going through it. And, like, my friend's going through it, too. And I'm like, guys, it's week four. What's happening? It's not even midterms yet. And I'm like...
I feel like I'm in the trenches.
I am, too. Light at the end of the tunnel, though. It's coming. No, like, I'm real. Ready. I'm excited.
I'm just gonna pretend I'm in like the countryside in of like Mayfair.
Like, I was just gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna pretend like I am married to the Viscount of yeah. Mayfair,
and we just have like we just have to like decorate tables.
Yeah, all my job is to throw parties.
No, you would eat
my job. Thank you.
And we would all be like, oh my gosh, Viscountess Megan, are you going to her
Viscountess
ball?
Are you going to her freaking ball? Yeah.
Okay, wait.
You know what? I would be the belle of the ball.
You would. You would be the diamond of the season.
Thank you. I think you would be the diamond of the season.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's your favorite character and who do you think you are?
Okay. My favorite character is Benedict.
I love Benedict. He's my favorite character too.
Like, sweet baby angel. Like, you are so sweet. I love him. He's so funny. He's like the scene where he like, also he's so.
He's such a king.
Sorry, mom and dad. He's so me.
He's so you?
Yeah, like, the scene... Not, like, 100%, but the scene where he was, like... He, like, did shrooms, and he was sitting at the table, and he was, like... and he was, like, giggling.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that an accident? Like, he accidentally did shrooms? Like, it was, like, in his tea.
Colin brought this tea back from his journeys, and he was, like, this. And, like, he put, like, so much in, and then he got, like... Really?
like, yeah, he was kooky. I remember that because he was giggling.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
And then he was just like, oh, I'm going to be an art student. I love him so much.
I literally think that about him. Okay, and I'm rewatching the second season because, like, that's my favorite one. That's the one with Anthony and Kate. But
yeah.
I love his, well, no, I'm rewatching the first season because that's when he's, like, first, like, showing his, like, art knowledge. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
He's just, like, he doesn't want, like, he's the second born. So if Anthony... Then
and he gets stressed about that.
Yeah, he gets stressed that Anthony will die, and then he has to take over as Viscount.
Because he's like, a party girl.
He is a party girl.
He'll go to these, like, underground, like, working class parties and, like, paint with these painters.
Oh, my God.
And,
like, he's, like, okay, yeah, he's so me. Like, I'm not to say that I'm just a party girl, but I love a good party. I love to have a good time, and I love fun, funky art students. And, like, those are my people. Like,
yeah.
Dude, yeah. I am so...
So is he also your favorite character?
He's my favorite character. Okay. Who do you think you are, though?
I think I'm Eloise.
Oh, my gosh! I was going to say the same thing! We're so similar.
Yeah, same wavelength.
Yeah, same wavelength. Oh, my...
But it's also, like, in the show, I think Eloise and the Benedict are the most modern characters, so it's really easy to see yourself in them because they're so progressive. They're like, I think women don't have to get married, and, like, I don't want to get married right now. So I feel like it's easy to, like, project yourself onto them because they're a little more modern.
Yeah, totally. My family, I was sitting in my room one time, and I can hear everything that goes on in my house. Mm-hmm. So one time, my two sisters were downstairs, and they were watching Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the first episode where Eloise is like, Daphne! You're Daphne! Haste! And I heard them say that Megan wishes she was Daphne, but she's so Eloise. I was like, and I came downstairs, like, what are you saying? Which I do love Eloise, though, so, like, I'm okay with that.
She's me, because I feel like I just spend all my time being obsessed with media.
That's real.
Also, like, if I had to do that, like, walk thing and wear, like, that, like, corset and go meet the queen, I would also have a panic attack.
But, like, I would kind of love to do that. Like, that's, like, my dream. Like, that's my happy place.
I think you would.
Like, be, like, into, like, a corset and, like, presenting myself in front of the queen. But
you give?
My thing is, I'm clumsy like Eloise. I'm not graceful like Eloise. I just kind of say things like Eloise.
That's
like,
too real.
Yeah, so that's...
I just be saying things.
That's how I am. Like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can totally see it. Because she's also like the second sister kind of thing. And I'm like, that's me.
You know who you kind of give to me?
Who?
Kate.
Thank you. Yeah, oh my gosh. I think she's so awesome.
She's my, like, love her.
Me too.
I was going to say favorite, but I already picked that one. Yeah, but real. I think you're very, like, headstrong like she is. And she's, like, kind of edgy and, like, and I think you also look out for other people a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're just going to compliment each other this year.
And you have eyes that just glisten.
Oh, and you're just so pretty.
And, but you are... But,
okay. It's time for Mitski.
Okay.
This song I picked because... Well, Megan actually helped me come up with why I picked it, because I was like, why did I pick this song? This is First Love / Late Spring by Mitski. And... So I kind of picked it because it's that feeling of first love. But also, Megan pointed out the season, because they're always like, this is the season for, like, courting.
The marriage season, yes.
Is spring. But also, I feel like kind of the vibe where a lot of my songs, it's called First Love, but it's kind of a devastating song. Like, it's like, this is sad. And I think, because there's always that point in the show when they're, like, sad
about,
like, not being able to be with the person. And I feel like that's the vibe.
I love it.
So, this is First Love, Late Spring by Mitski.
The
That was First Love Late Spring by Mitski. Just a good kind of like sad song. Just kind of like, again, yearning. I'm going to say that word. Take a shot every time I say yearning.
It's Thursday! I got work tomorrow! Yeah, that's a... My gosh, my computer sounds like it's going to take off. She's been going through a lot this week.
That's real.
So
our computers and us are both dead.
Yep. Ready for the weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
Can I do a little side note?
Yeah, of course.
A little random side note. If you are one of the people that clicked on my personal playlist that I promoted on the Teletoons Instagram, I see you. I have fans.
Do you get to see who all clicked on it?
Well, we have like a business account so we can see how many people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm so nosy.
Oh, God, I got to change my normal one to that.
My normal account. I don't know if I should expose myself with this. My normal, like, Instagram account is a business account.
Does it say it on the front?
Well, it'll, like, when you have a business account, a little side note. And also, if we were explaining this to the characters in Bridgerton, their minds would explode.
They would go into a coma. Yeah.
Instagram business accounts. But, like, so it'll, like, have a little, like, blue thing, and I think mine is just, like, artist.
Yeah, well, no, it's not even there.
Oh, maybe it went away.
Well, that's so interesting. Yeah. That's, like, a hack.
Yeah, because then you can just, like, see
your fans.
Yeah, but the little side note, if you haven't listened to it, listen to my winter playlist. It's kind of, I feel like I put kind of more kind of slow songs on it. But we normally try not to play a ton of slow songs. I put more slow songs on this show. So it's kind of the same, kind of similar vibe to my playlist. But it's a lot of sad winter songs. I did put one hyper pop song on there, though. So that's if real. You are listening to it and it's all sad songs, you can hear the one hyper pop song. I'm sorry. It's just the same vibe.
Headphone users. Like, trigger warning, headphone users.
Anyways, that's all.
That's real. But yeah, listen to our playlist because they're super awesome playlists. And
thank you.
You should post more. Not just
thank
the winter.
You.
Yes.
I will.
But okay, this next song I picked for Colin and Penelope because they are like friends to lovers. And I also just have to shout out my boyfriend right here. This was when I had posted a selfie of myself with this song. And he told me that that's when he like knew that like he thought like I had posted it for him. And he was like, that's when he knew to like ask me out.
That's amazing. That's a sweet story.
So this is We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend and cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Mm-hmm. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna bite my tongue. Yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. And cling to your pain.
just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Was We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande. I just love that song. It's yeah. just so pretty.
That was very gorgeous.
And it has such a cute, like, little meaning to it. She wrote that about, that's on her, like, newest album. Mm-hmm. And, like, do you know about her newest album? The Eternal.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it's called. It's, like, for Mac Miller.
Aww.
Wait, that it was Mac Miller, right?
Yes.
That, okay. I was like, was that who she did it? But, yeah, it was, like,
I just thought of the one. Have you seen the Vine of the girl? She was listening to Thank You Next, and she goes, oh, hold on, she said something about Macklemore.
Yes. Wait, was it Mac Miller or Macklemore?
Yeah.
I love that video. She's like, oh my God, sorry, guys. She just said something about Macklemore. Like, no. But, yeah, so she wrote that song about Mac Miller, and it's just, like, the music video for that one, oh my God, I cried. I sobbed. So cute. But
I thought you were going to say that song was about Ethan Slater, and it went... So I was like, oh,
I
so sorry.
Hate SpongeBob. I love the show, but I hate that man. He super is annoying to me, but whatever.
That song was very beautiful.
Yeah.
With all the strings. It's such a vibe.
Guys, oh my God, there's a meeting happening in, like, the main space, and they keep looking at us anytime we raise our voice a little bit, and we keep getting crazy eye contact. I hope that, like, no, like, executives are listening to this right now, but, like, oh my gosh, it's so uncomfortable. But
It's okay.
This next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This song was recommended to me by my mom. I don't know if I should drop her government name. I was going to say her name. The
first, middle, and last.
My mother. Some people find it really funny. Me and my mom watched Bridgerton together.
That's cute.
I watched every single episode of Bridgerton with my mother.
Even the, like, scenes?
Well, no, we did skip those.
Okay, because real.
It's, you know, a little awkward.
My mom watched it as well. Shout out, Mom. Hey, Mom, what's going on? But she watched it as well, and we don't watch it together because there's definitely are, like, those scenes, and I feel like it's just, those scenes are just uncomfortable. Like, we're adults. We know, you know, anatomy and all, but it's just uncomfortable to sit and watch with, like, a family member.
I feel like some of the tamer ones will, like, watch and laugh and be like, oh my God,
look at that. Yeah.
But my mom recommended this song because I told her I was doing this episode. She was so excited. So this song is kind of just, like, a theme. I think this song... what she said was, like, she thinks it can be applied to everyone. I think the song very much gives Anthony and Kate.
Yeah.
Like, he says, you are the bane of my existence.
But
the object of my desire.
Love it.
So this is I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Where are you?
that was I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Kind of mid-show, so to wake you up a bit on this Thursday evening.
Hello? Sorry, like, the thing is being weird. Okay, there we go.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, wait.
I'd love to answer.
So, you said your favorite season is the second season?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have, like, a favorite, like, moment or, like, favorite episode?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay, yes, I do. And, oh, my gosh. Sometimes, and maybe this is, like, me exposing myself, I'll go back and I'll watch this scene. Because it's, like, so cute. The scene with the bee.
Yeah.
I love that scene. Yeah. Like, it's so...
I thought you were going to say the one where he falls in the water.
Oh, my God! I watched that one, too! Oh. I don't watch that.
No.
I don't watch that. You're ridiculous, Chloe. Don't say that.
No, we actually, whenever they take
actually,
off
what
their
talking
shorts,
about. We no, hate weird. It. Yeah, I hate it's, that.
Yeah.
I hate that I have a boyfriend.
Ew.
I don't want to see that.
Men are gross.
Yeah.
Men are icky.
But, but no. So, yeah, I go back and watch the bee scene. Because there's a scene in it where, like, Anthony and Kate are just fighting. They're always fighting, always fighting, always fighting. So they fight again. And then a bee is, like, circling Kate. And Anthony starts freaking out. And he's like, oh, my God, stop. And he's like, don't move. Don't move. And she's like, what are you talking about? It's just a bee. And he's like, stop. Just stop. And, like, he's freaking out, having a panic attack. And the bee stings her. And the bee stings Kate. And he's freaking out, like, holding on to her, being like, oh, my God, are you okay? Like, are you okay? And she's like, what are you talking about? And then she starts realizing, like, he's serious. Like, he's having a panic attack. And then later you find out that his dad died from a bee sting. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh my God, and I watched that scene too because it's so sad.
Oh my gosh, it's
but
so
he
sad.
Says, like, to see, like, such a great man, like, fall to something so small is very humbling. Oh, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so, it just, oh my gosh, it's so sweet. And then that he tells Kate that, and she's like, oh, that's why he was so freaked out. He thought I was gonna die.
She helps him calm down, and she, like, holds his hand, and she's like, I'm okay.
Like, I'm okay.
And oh, it's such a sweet moment. I feel like that scene just, like, says a lot to her because the entire time they have, she's like, I vest you, or
you vex me.
Yeah, you vex.
Vest.
Wrong. Vest.
That's good. Vex me. Yeah.
Yeah, you vex me. So they have this, like, kind of, like, hateful relationship, but I think it shows that, like, she does care for him, and, like, she just has such a sweet heart. And then, like, I feel like her heart was revealed in that moment. It's so beautiful.
And that's also such a change. That moment is, like, what changes their relationship.
Yeah.
In the end. Because, like, they hate each other. Mm-hmm. But then, like, after that moment, it's like, oh, so we had, like, a moment. It's, like, it's so cute. I love that one. What's your favorite?
So my favorite?
Favorite season and favorite moment.
I love the second season. I feel like I want to say, like, maybe the second season might be the best, but the season one is just unmatched. It has, like, just this vibe to it that the others don't. And
the first one to me feels like such an innocence where I'm like, this was the first season. Like, it was, I don't know. It's like so, but also it's because, like, Daphne is the first one to go out into, like, the dating market.
And I think it's that she's so young and she's so innocent that it has a very specific vibe. And then, like, oh, I love her and Simon so much. Oh my gosh. I have to, like, think about my favorite moment. I'll think about it and I'll tell you guys after this song. This song, kind of on theme again. Yearn. So I feel like this song could be my Daphne and Simon song if that was my Kate and Anthony song. It's basically just about having someone that can't get off your mind. But this song is a little spicy, so listener discretion advice. This is Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift.
Cracking locks, throwing my empty essence. What if I roll the stone away? They're gonna crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? If long-suffering propriety is what they want from me, they don't know how you've haunted me so stunningly. I choose you and me religiously. What if he's written mine on my upper thigh, only in my mind? One slipping, falling back into the hedge maze, oh, what a way to die. I keep recalling things we never did. The streets are lit, gifts are long for our trips. Without ever touching his skin, how can I be guilty?
That was Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift. We were yapping and almost didn't press the buttons. But
that was so funny.
The timing was impeccable.
I low-key didn't do my homework because I wasn't thinking. I feel like the one that I'm, like, thinking about is, like, honestly just the basic one where he, like, but it's, like, so good, where he, like, confesses his, like, love for her because they get married, but they kind of have, like, a forced marriage because it, like, the scandal.
They were, yeah, they were seen together.
That they,
yeah.
They kissed out of wedlock, and it was so scandalous. So they, like, have this forced marriage, and the entire time they're not, like, sure if the other person wants it. Oh my god, I totally changed my mind on what my favorite scene is, but I'm gonna describe this one first.
This was, like, a classic. Like, this is, like, the scene that, like, people were like, oh, my God!
And so they go to this motel after they get married, and they get separate rooms, and they're both, like, pacing, and they're like, we're gonna go. They both decide to go to the other person's room. So when Daphne opens the door, he comes in, and he, like, confesses his love for her, and he's like, I burn for you! Mm. And it's, like, such a beautiful thing.
So good.
But I think my actual favorite scene is when, and, like, it is, like, bittersweet, but the scene when she, like, gets on the horse, like, in the rain to, like, find him and Anthony dueling, and she, like, convinces...
She's like, you're gonna marry me!
She convinces him to stop, but she's really aggressive about it. She's like, you have to marry me! I don't want you to die!
But
I
then she's, like, mad because he's like, no, I can't marry you because he won't, like, he can't give her children, and he knows that that's what she wants, whatever. But she's like, we're gonna get married. And then he's like, what?
But I like... What? I think I like it because he's like, I can't give you children. And she's like, that's a sacrifice that I can make. But she does, like, go back on later, but...
Yeah!
In that moment, she's like, I'll do it for you. I'll sacrifice my dream of being a mother. And it's like, aw. It's, like, kind of sweet because I think in that moment, he's like, oh, does she love me? Like, she might love me.
Yeah, and, like, they both are kind of like, oh... Because then when he... it's a back and forth. They both think that the other doesn't love them, which is like, are you kidding? Have
just,
you,
like,
watched the show?
Just, like, talk.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, another... This is a random one. My favorite... One of my other favorite scenes is, like, there's a montage of her yearning for him, and, like, they go to this bakery, and he's, like, eating a macaroon, and she's, like, looking at him, like,
I don't remember
and, like,
that.
Sexually licking the frosting. Ew. And it's so funny.
Oh my god, they're a little extra with this show, but
no, it's like oh my god, girl,
oh my god, get a grip. But well, this next song, and I think our last song, is, I think, an ode to Kate and her younger sister, Edwina. In the second season, Anthony is trying to court Kate's younger sister, Edwina, because she's named the diamond of the season, but along the way falls in love with Kate, which is a whole thing, and, like, they couldn't be more different, and so that's why I think this song is, like, makes so much sense.
It's so
but
cute.
This is Wildflower by Billie Eilish.
Fall apart and time breaks your heart.
heart. I wasn't there, but I know she was your girl. Do is hold her, only made us closer until July. Now I know that you love me, you don't need to remind me. I should put it all behind me, shouldn't I? But I see her in the back of my mind all the time. Did I cross the line? Well, good things don't last, and life moves so fast. I'd never ask who was better.
Wildflower by Billie Eilish.
Next week we have a little announcement. Yes. I will not be here.
So sadly, but we have a little fun thing. My best friend and roommate, Katie, is going to be here guest hosting, and we're going to do something a little different, something a little fun for Valentine's Day. We're going to do her favorite show, which I'll reveal what that is later, but we're going to
Oh, you know, I gotta reveal it now.
I'll make them wait.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little fun little Valentine's Day thing.
Yes, so real.
Galentine's.
But yes, tune in next week for Katie and Chloe on Tilly Tunes. But this has been WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Yeah. See ya.
See ya next week.